Anyway,
here's on the other hand, on the one hand, it's not an inkjet, so you don't have any of the problems that other people have with printer ink, which, you know, is fair. It's a fraught industry. On the other hand, if you drop a cartridge, your apartment will be black for the rest of its existence.
On the gripping hand, I like black.
That's true.
You're back dropping a
if
cartridge.
If you like black. It's my...
The picture that you can add to whenever you upload this, because really everyone should see the Christmas tree and the hats on everybody's icon, and also they should admire a portion of the front yard that I had to design from scratch.
Yes, but you cropped it so playing? That there's no mimic.
I can't tell whether the button's been pressed.
You already pushed the button. Yes, has been pressed. I think Crash said he pushed the button.
I did.
Yes, you have put a mimic there.
Yes, so we're in the part of the recording where we refer to as the cold open.
Very cold.
Well, it's...
This is GURPS Wars.
The Halloween special has transitioned into the Christmas special. It's very festive. Everything has a Santa hat, even that lizard fish thing over there.
Mm-hmm.
The present may or may not be a mimic.
And our horror episode has turned into a workplace comedy about Sith apprentices. Because horror is just what happens at their workplace.
Canned laughter will require a fright check.
This isn't horror, darling. This is Tuesday.
Wham. What a week, huh?
I don't think we have Tuesdays.
That was Sunday.
What was your rank?
Apprentices, weren't you all?
Pretty sure.
Yes, but Ron Dogg was in the military, I thought.
Military family, I have...
Oh, military family.
Yes. As for my rank, you'd have to ask the GM. She never told me.
It was my assumption that when you were in basic training, you had a force breakthrough. Therefore, you never got out of basically cadet. On the other hand, apprentice trumps cadet.
Well then, cadet, it's Wednesday.
I thought it was Tuesday.
We don't have either, so you can take your pick.
Welcome to a homebrew Star Wars Kerps campaign.
Can it be Thor's Day? I mean, several of us have Force Lightning as an ability.
I don't want this hammer.
Really? Oh, may I borrow that? If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning.
Then everything would look like a nail?
That'd be Form 304B.
Speaking of which, I desperately need a manicure after this.
I recommend not using a hammer.
No, of course not.
They didn't say they'd be manicuring their own thing.
I'm writing that threat down for later.
The hammer and chisel are for my brows and cheeks.
Nails with a hammer.
I don't think Beth has managed to get through the intro yet. This is the best part about it.
RRP
has trumped the intro.
What happened last?
Hi, that's Beth. This is Crash. That's Ellie over there. That's EO over there. That's a mimic.
And this is the increasingly inaccurate. This is the increasingly inaccurately named Halloween special.
Especially when you consider when this is going to go live, which is approaching summer.
Halloween is a state of mind.
It's Halloween somewhere.
That's true. Halloween is. It's Halloween somewhere in our hearts.
Our cold, dead, black middle school teaching hearts. Or is that just mine?
Yeah. who knows? My withered little heart. Anyway, you people, banter to what happened last time so we can do a recap.
You people made of light.
No, I don't think anyone was made of light around here.
Sorry.
I mean, you know, light said no.
I saw a
we
sparkling
came up
light
from the basement
thing.
And we talked to a couple of people, and then we came outside, and I turned invisible, and then the Count came out and asked whether we were leaving so soon.
And
that's right, because we were headed to the transport to regroup.
This was after we went spelunking. And by we, I mean I went spelunking.
Oh, yes.
Because I'm the one with
that
climbing.
That was the same episode, wasn't it?
Yeah. And I have a bell that wants to be covered in blood. That's the nice thing. We also have a bucket of blood. And I believe we also have a necklace. That does not want to be covered in blood.
That is stuffed down my shirt.
Actually, and you have a head in a pot.
We do have a head in a pot.
We are stressing the inventory system of this game.
Ignore that guy behind us saying that he has a bucket of dirt.
Crate? I mean, I really should ask who is carrying what here. Okay, the pendant is stuffed down Sinoni's shirt.
The bell is in my pocket.
Somebody has a bell. Something. The bell is in your pocket.
Well, one of those little belt pocket things. Not actual pants pocket.
Yeah, close enough. I mean, close enough.
You must have mistaken me for something. Someone who lifts things.
Okay, so who has the bucket of blood and who has the head in the pot?
I think we left the bucket of blood behind.
We left it with the other blood.
I thought you picked it up again on the way out because your bell wanted to have blood.
I mean, that would make sense, but all these people around us have blood in them, so it is a renewable resource.
I will carry the bucket of blood. I will carry the bucket of blood so that nobody tries to borrow mine.
Okay.
Fair concern.
So that just leaves the question of who's got a head in life?
Who has... No, not in life, in a pot.
I thought you had the head.
Well, don't look at me.
They say two heads are better than one.
Yeah, looking at the wrong cat. I'm pretty sure Entuxa had the head last. They had a good conversation, I think. Do we know the gender of the head?
The bell is in Randog's pocket.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I was going to go caroling later.
Blood.
If Sinoni is carrying the bucket of blood and has the pendant stuffed down their shirt, and Randog has the bell in a pocket, then Randog can carry the head. And I don't have to do anything even remotely resembling archaeology.
Somewhere on another world in a distant galaxy far, far away, in the far-flung future, a kobold just snaps their fingers and sort of just sulks a little, surrounded by charcoal book.
I want a head.
1 second, let me... tear a hole in this fourth wall here and put it through.
Oh, it's Deza, not
Deza. Yes, I don't know why I said Zisha. That doesn't make any sense. That's the wrong character.
I've spent like 3 months not trying to not call Zisha Jeanette. So.
Oh no.
Anyway, Sinoni has the pendant down the shirt. Sinoni has the bucket of blood in the hands. Randog has the bell in the pocket. Randog has the pot with the head in the hands. The vessel with the pestle has the pellet with the poison.
And Colonel Mustard has the candlestick in the billiard room.
Oh no, this is just a game of Evil Clue, isn't it?
3 plus 1 plus 2 plus
So, I believe we were asked a question.
I really want to be canon that the question was asked, and then we actually did have a conversation back and forth, totally ignoring Count Vampire Guy, whose name I refuse to remember.
Murgod.
Yes, and Sinoni, I refuse to remember
actually
that.
Wants to answer.
Okay. The leaving so soon.
Sinoni looks up at Count Murgod and summons all of their cheerfulness and acceptance of the horror of their situation and goes, "Yes, my lord, we need to go and inventory what we were looking at before we can do anything about it. And we kind of figured that if we were going to inventory the horrors, we should go to where there are fewer horrors. There are a lot of horrors here. Did you know that?"
To have an appropriate role on something.
That's got to be plausible. Fast talk.
I think that's fast talk.
And that'll make it.
That will, in fact, make it.
I actually saw the roll this time. Made it by one.
Yay! Murgod, who would say that, of course, he does not look like a vampire. Do you see any fangs in this mouth here? Just stares for a long moment.
Anone is holding out the bucket of blood as if they expect that Count Murkod might want it or want to examine it or something.
I mean, if you've got a spare bucket, we can share.
I've left my Santa hat behind. The shades clash, I'm afraid.
Indeed you did.
Also, they're technically not tokens. They're assets, so they just sort of like sit there on the map.
Is that why I can't move them around?
Yeah, okay. If you click on the drawing... How did I add these? Oh, tile controls? Yeah, tile controls. They're tile controls.
They're little tiles. Yes, okay, now they move.
Now I could put a Santa hat on them. Did you just delete the Santa hat that I was moving to?
No. I moved the mimic.
My festiveness.
I moved the mimic. There. The mimic is now inside the house. With
you
a Santa
traced the mimic.
Hat.
It's coming from inside the house. Get out of the house. Take the bucket of blood with you.
We have been messing with Foundry, presumably, while our GM thinks.
Right. Yes. No, you've been distracted.
And now the GM
that's
is
what you've
messing
been
with Foundry.
Right. And Tuxa is sneaking around. Murgad says, I have not given you leave to depart the grounds until my property is returned. After that, you may inventory what you like.
With all due respect, we do not technically work for you. We are here for collections of owed taxes. It would be a little awkward if we had to collect taxes from an employer.
Do you think I care?
I think that if you wish these premises to remain your premises, you should hope that we are able to complete our inventory in an expedited fashion to make sure everyone who is owed things, including you and your property, which you do wish to have returned, and we are looking for, as we look at everything else, well, let's just say, if we don't get this done quickly, someone who far outranks us will come to finish the job. And will be less interested in asking questions.
I am no more afraid of them than I am afraid of you.
Yes, people do tend to make that mistake
floor, right?
A lot.
Murgad
is on the porch.
Oh, I thought he was on the balcony.
It's not a balcony. It's basically a little porch. It's a stoop.
So he's next to the lizard creature.
Yep. It does not appear to be paying any attention to him.
Oh, yeah.
Of course not. It only wants live meat.
There is that, possibly. Also, you know how the wall is basically like waist height and whatever around the place? It is starting to crawl with more of those Nexu fish on the other side, just sort of slithering closer and hissing around outside it. They're visible because
you
were taller.
What I wouldn't give for Jawa with explosives 20. And a penchant for making doors where the GM puts walls. Alas, my inventory doesn't even have grenades.
I confess, I miss Rotini.
Hey, look, you know I made what? A bridge. It only took me like 5 seconds.
Ran. I know that you're the stickler for procedure here, but let's be reasonable. He's not telling us not to make our inventory. He's just telling us where to make our inventory. And we can probably do that in our quarters.
Oh, the ones that we were never given. Yes, we could do that. But we weren't given any quarters.
I'm pretty sure
so
we were
going to a location that we did have security.
Yeah, they were going to have a pair of room, but...
Yeah.
I am really hoping that Ron and Sen pick up on what I'm about to do.
What the invisible person is about to do. Actually, give me a stealth roll. You're sneaking around.
Suddenly, okay, Count Vampire's Santa hat is moved slightly on his head by an unseen force.
Oh no, mind trick's failure. Missed by two.
Oh, I'm coming out of stealth.
Okay. Your little eye icon.
Murgod. I keep wanting to call him Murtaugh. Murgod.
If he had a helicopter, he'd be Murdoch.
It's true. Oh, right. Murgod.
Oh, Murgod.
To the max. Totally.
I am baffled.
This is one of those things where if the mind trick succeeded, it would have been great. And if the mind trick fails, it's also great.
It'll make a great story either way.
Count Murgod, you're absolutely right. In fact, I have smelled food the entire time I've been here, but no one has offered me anything to eat.
I bite my tongue.
May I come inside and sit down and have some of whatever's cooking in the kitchen? It smells absolutely marvelous.
Indeed. Of course you may, my guest. But we shall see no more of this nonsense of disrespecting my hospitality by attempting
to... Yes, of course. We won't see any more of that. We won't see any more of that.
Says the guy who can turn invisible.
I'm doing my best not to look daggers at the gate.
The gate that I cut a hole in because I didn't like it was...
Yes. Won't you please come in with me? I'm afraid I've forgotten where the dining room is. Yes.
As soon as your compatriots also cease this walking about, after all, it's getting late and it gets rather dangerous. The local predators come out when it gets dark.
All right, gestures. We haven't been...
They're somewhat slower than I am, being as they're carrying things. You know how that goes. The servants are always a little less fleet of foot.
Look, I'm carrying a jar with a head in it. I don't really want to drop it because I'm rushing about.
My lord, I think what she's saying is that she wants me and my bucket of blood to go somewhere else where she doesn't have to look at it. So I'll just go and see if they're done preparing a room.
You have to admit, if you stare into the bucket of blood long enough, the ripples on the surface are kind of hip.
Would that be acceptable, my count?
I suppose if you all wish to commit foolishness.
No, they're going up to the rooms inside the house, whereas you and I are going to the dining room.
I see. Very well.
As you say, if they go out alone, the creatures will eat them. Then I'd have to replace them.
The creatures, indeed. Although they do replace themselves fairly well.
Won't be a replacement for a creature. Sorry.
I happen to have a very good
working relationship with these two. I would prefer not to have to replace these two. If I can avoid it.
I do not say out loud that I think
let's have something to eat.
Count Vampire is kind of... Perhaps not operating all cylinders if they've that easily confused which they was being... But I don't say
it. Antuxa is perfectly aware that Murgod has deliberately shifted the they there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, who's jumping up on my lap again?
Socket!
It was not clear to me in ahead of time that the head in the jar had legs.
Is that in character?
No, of course not.
Good.
So
not any more than
sure. For the record,
not any more than Crash's comment was.
Socket decided that he wanted to be at a certain spot of the floor, and the most expedited route was to jump up on top of one of my legs and then jump back down again on the other side.
I understand. Boo has somehow decided that my desk is the very best place.
Well,
and my
yes.
lap is the second best place, but I have found something that commands his allegiance even more than the, which is the furnace vent.
It's made of warm.
It is.
If not for no, Boo, he, then why like, is it made of warm?
Until Alex went to Virginia a couple weeks ago, Boo spent almost all of his time on the couch. But as soon as Alex left for Virginia, the cat decided that my desk was the place to sit, regardless of what else is on my desk.
Well, yeah.
Boo is cat.
Why is your desk not designed for cat to be where human is?
If desk is cluttered, that's a you problem.
Buying something comfortable to put next to the desk. So I've got like 14 inches between the desk and the corridor.
You would have to arrange it so it would be slightly inconvenient for you in order for Boo to want to choose.
Anyway. Murgot and I are going to the dining room, as is apparently the Nexu fish.
Oh my gosh. The Nexu fish is coming inside. Here, boy.
It's still chewing on things.
I am not having a good time trying to navigate.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. No, not your fault. I'm explaining why my token is zipping around the map. I forgot.
Connected to
the stairs. Oh, okay.
The stair bones connected to the hallway.
Yeah. Who is making...
That is me. I was trying to drag a character and it didn't work. Because I had the ruler selected.
Anyway.
Works.
Sinone is going to go up the stairs unless something stops them. Possibly to take away their bucket of blood.
Me. Open the door. Okay. Let me figure out who is doing what with whom. Okay. Antuxa is... being escorted by Count Murgot, who has, in fact, stuck his arm out in the sort of, you know, I will take, you know, you may put your hand upon my arm and I will escort you kind of gentlemanly thing, and is doing a smile.
She knows exactly what he's doing and she is playing along.
You are willing to be escorted into the dining room. Okay.
Where is that?
The Nexu fish tries to follow you. Oh, yes, you are doing this very well. Yes, this is very much Savofair High Society. You've got this.
Does this mean you do psychometry on you. Count Vampire?
No.
I'm really, really tempted.
If you want to. The droid is scolding the Nexu fish and trying to tell it out, animals are not allowed in the house, out. No bad, out, sheep bad, out. Oh, you failed your psychometry role.
No, I do not.
Oh, well. Are you going to be spending fatigue to make it?
No.
Okay.
Because I know how your mind works. And if I spend fatigue to make it, what will happen is that I will get laundry, drawer this morning.
Maybe. Maybe I'll just make a fright check.
I will take whatever seat is offered to me.
Okay. You are led with the droid scolding the Nexu fish behind you. You are led into the dining room where, well, gee, there's everyone you've seen in this place before, plus a chiss woman with graying hair who actually looks quite familiar, really, if in better condition than the head in the pot.
Is it?
They are all sitting around and there's the cook
the
coming in from
face?
Another room. Yeah. I mean, make an IQ roll.
Do I have to?
You don't have to, but... Made it by 6. Yeah, that's basically the same face. Exactly. The one in the pot was, like, slightly wounded and abraded here and there, but... Yeah. Same face.
This has gone too alarming. And I am not letting it show.
Indeed. Make a will roll by 7? Definitely.
Okay. I have successfully... gotten the rest of the party away from the prying eyes of the Count. What are
you
they up
cat.
To?
Let's go to the second floor, which I will come here. Preload. I will.
So the thought process
make
I had
that
was,
token invisible.
We don't see the person in the dining room that looks like the head in the pot. However, I am now recalling a detail about this second floor. Which is, we can see the dining room from the second floor.
That is quite true. Let me just move some things around. I do not want this thing.
The GM has to clean up.
Go away. There.
She wasn't expecting
Yes,
company.
The GM has to clean up everything. That's the truth. Okay. We will activate the second floor.
Second floor, activate.
Right. You were told that a room was going to be provided for you, and you were not actually told which room was going to be yours.
I'm going to just start opening doors.
All right, give me a moment to make sure that all the correct doors are locked. Because a lot of them are going to be locked because, you know, people are there.
I could probably hit
so
most of that table.
So, we will not get to open
here.
Some of these doors.
We could have a carry moment.
A carry moment? What, dropping all the blood?
I'm just saying. I'm not going to do it unless I have a reason to. But I could do it.
You're not the one carrying the blood either.
No, I'm not.
This
However,
is probably good.
If we poured the blood into the jar, it would consolidate. Then we'd have worst stew. I could stir it with the bell. It wants to be covered in blood anyway.
I think that's a bad idea. I think that's like,
it would definitely move the plot in a direction.
I don't like this direction and I don't want to be near it.
You'll notice that I'm not in character as I say this.
Come on. Found a locked door.
Yes, just
and
a moment.
And that's a locked door.
Patience.
This door is locked, and this door is locked. It's like we're not even welcome here.
I forgot.
We should just leave.
And this door is locked, and this door is closed. Okay. You can try to open doors now. There's basically an empty room here that doesn't actually even have a bed in it at the moment.
Oh, I just heard a door sound.
Excellent.
If I click on a locked door, it makes the sound of like, oh, the door's wrapped.
Oh, cool.
And it's locked.
Well, I think this one's ours.
I believe that one that you have just walked. You did have one that was unlocked, and then there's this one here. That's room 24. Give me half a moment. It's a very plain chamber. There's hand. I'm going to have to fix those doors.
GM powers,
activate. It's a fairly plain room.
Why do I have a 24 on me? Oh, that's the room. That's the room. Ignore that.
There's been cloning.
You, 24,
you are the 24th iteration of your character. Don't ask about the previous 23. There were unfortunate events.
There are hand-painted murals of farmers working in golden fields on the walls for some reason. There are four beds in here. Okay, the image is just three of them. Whatever. It's kind of crowded. Two of the beds are stripped of linen. You may decide whether this is the one that they meant for you to have or whether this is something else. There appear to be, there's like a wooden box that, you know, may or may not have clothes in it or something.
I open the box.
I mean, everything else was either locked or empty of beds, so it must be ours.
No one's managed to bring a bed in. You never know. It's certainly a room.
I open the box.
There appear to be clothes in the box. The box, it's a chest. It's a chest that has clothes in it. They look like uniforms. They look like uniforms that, like, the cook was wearing.
Do they have any conspicuous things that need to be mended because of stabs, stains, burns?
No, these appear to be the clean clothes.
All right, I close the box. And sit on top of it, and I say, well, I've slept in worse. I confess I kind of went to see and took his reaction.
Putting us in the servants' quarters, rude of them, I guess.
Mine is the one with the linens.
You're not here. And took some force.
You can feel me reverberating through the force.
And took some manages to materialize a force ghost without even dying in order to just call dibs on the bed that has linen.
Detecting disturbances. What are you seeking?
I'm sort of going to, I'm going to examine, not like pulling it out of my shirt, but as best I can, examine the pendant.
Well, this pendant is extremely... You're kind of surprised that Mirka didn't, like, point at you and go, you, what do you have there? It's certainly something. Maybe he can't find it for some reason. It is powerful. It is obviously dark. It's a kind of thing that, you know, the Jedi back at the Jedi Temple would have pitched an absolute fit about and probably, like, tried to throw it in a reactor and run away.
Something thought at this point.
You'd have to find a reactor. It.
What powers our ship?
Well, there is that. You just
Someone
have to
already
figure out...
tried to throw it down a hole.
Yeah.
You into a horrible.
That's what's the head in the jar. It feels powerful. It feels like some kind of binding thing. And it feels weirdly like not just one person created it, was involved in creating it, something. There's a feeling of multiplicity around it.
Did you happen to take advantage of the fact that you could look down into the dining room?
Oh, yes.
Yes, didn't if you glance at...
Sinone did not. Sinone was prioritizing getting out of,
There aren't any doors on that side.
Well, while Sinone was checking doors, Rand did take a moment to peek over the rail.
You saw basically everyone, including a Chiss woman with gray hair, down around the table down there.
And I believe you required an intelligence roll for that?
I require an intelligence roll. Oh, you made it by 5. That looks... Yeah, you saw the face.
Okay, I'm going back to the edge now that I'm going back to the balcony here.
Okay, that is actually... The balcony is actually mostly over the other part, I think. Let me check and see what you're allowed to see. Okay, now it's part balcony, too. I've made that...
Okay. All right.
Yep, that's a balcony.
So I'm going to be looking over the balcony.
The
I'm going to open the jar and look at the head, then look at the Chiss woman, then look at the head, then look at the Chiss woman, then look at the head. I'm going to kind of keep looking at the head for a
Give
little
me?
Bit.
There's a complication, and this is a trivial complication, but still, she's facing away from you.
Yep.
I look at the back of the head, and I look at the Chiss woman, and I look at the back of the head, and I look at the Chiss woman.
I mean, it could be, you know.
To be fair, my character was up against the railing over here in room 18.
You'd have to go and sneak all the way around landing on 18. And I am going to ask for a stealth roll for you people to not get noticed rushing around looking over the railing.
Rushing around
I'm not
nothing.
Looking at the railing.
Sightseeing.
I'm staying in here. I'm not looking over the railing.
I think I've already established head. I'm not rushing while carrying a head in a jar.
Someone has failed a stealth roll.
I have closed the door and am failing at meditation.
Failing at meditation sounds like it needs to be a catchphrase.
That rolled too many rolls. Oh, that's...
You have rolled
all the dice. Antuxa is fast talking.
I accidentally double-clicked.
I mean, that's fair, actually. That's fairly fair.
I mean, they both made it.
Oh, Ron. My count. Which room is theirs? They seem to be having trouble finding it.
Is it the one with no beds, or the one with no beds that have linens on?
Saying this from over the railing there?
I might as well.
That's good, because you did feel... You did feel that thrill there.
I'm not trying to be stealthy. I don't need...
And Tuxa is covering for you.
Okay, one quick more downstairs. Okay. From the cook who is over placing bowls everywhere, you know, of the nice stew and whatnot. I'm just going to put Antuxa there. Okay. Goes, oh, yes, I have to get a bed out of the... I'm sure there's some cots in the storage room, or I can, if I can get someone to help me, I can get some of the unused beds out of the other rooms, and
what's his name?
I'm so sorry, please? My lords.
What's his name, please?
Sekcha, the cook.
Sekcha, yes, he has introduced himself to me, and I will have remembered it in character.
Yes, I know.
Sekcha, if you could point Ron and Sen to the room that they are supposed to be in, I'm sure they will help you to furnish it. I know that things have been a little shorthanded around here recently.
Yes, they have. I don't know where Furman's gotten off to. Maybe he went hunting. It's the one, it doesn't have the bed in it yet because it was being a sitting room and the beds get dusty. It's the one that's just right across sort of points. It is probably room 20. It's certainly in that area up there.
Oh, this one over here.
Yes, it doesn't have a bed in it yet. I'm going to get a better one. Perhaps I might need a bit of help from someone. I'll be right up as soon as I finish serving everyone, my lord. I'm sorry, my lord?
All three of us will be in that one? I'm not complaining. I'm just making sure I understand the sleeping arrangements.
Unless my lords wish to not be, I can see if anyone else is willing to...
I will not speak to my companions. I was in the army. I have no problems with this.
It's no smaller than our room in the ship that brought us here.
That is...
If we can survive this.
I think it's quite a bit larger, and this one, I think, has a window.
Oh.
Yes.
Larger.
Yeah, so if you have some cots and some spare sheets, maybe a quilt. I do like a quilt.
Oh, yes, of course, my lord. I will get you one as soon as I'm done down here.
Fantastic. No rush. It's not
time. He is hurrying around to serve everyone and make sure they all have their soup and... Well, mostly stew, and he's pouring something out that might be wine out.
Okay, so in my
inventory... Perhaps it's water. You never know. Okay.
I have a small radio communicator in my inventory. Do all three of us have one of those?
I think you do.
Okay. So I am definitely going to get on my be like, Sononi, are you meditating?
Yes, I am definitely meditating, and...
Okay, so, sorry.
Sorry,
still meditating?
I was really expecting given that Sononi failed on their role, I was really expecting that to be an irritated, I was trying.
That's what I was hoping for, to be honest. Are you still meditating?
Allegedly.
Okay, how about now?
Well, not while you're on the phone with me.
Okay,
okay,
I didn't
do
want
I need
to interrupt you.
At?
Fantastic. I found out you're actually not in the room that we'll be staying in. We're in the smaller one over here by the... The one that doesn't have beds in it yet, but I'm told that I might even get a quilt.
Fine. I will go into the room that does not have any beds in it, and...
I'm immediately
going... You can stare out the window.
Really inconvenient. We've been banned from going back to the shuttle, and none of us has extra clothing or underwear or anything.
I do a cursory sniff of my armpit.
Like to note something here. For the sake of both Sononi and Rondog, Antuxa has very conveniently gathered everybody away from the doors.
Oh, yes. I am totally looking at this window to see if it is large enough for
you
us
have
to
a lightsaber. You have a lightsaber. It looks like a
lightsaber. Walls are optional.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, this is true. However, if we need to, at some point, seal ourselves in this room for protection, I would like to have not cut a hole in it. We already had to undo one lightsaber-opened door. I would like to not have to do that again if it's as simple as flip a latch, window slides open.
The window does open. It looks like there is actually, once you start fiddling with it, standard safety protocol things along the lines of, if there were a fire, you would push it, you would jiggle it in this particular way, and it would open even further.
Oh, I immediately open it further. Ah, fresh air.
Whoop, whoop, such as whoop, it is. Whoop, whoop.
Fortunately, it does not seem to trigger a fire alarm.
Sorry. I apologize.
You know, I am really tempted to take this bucket of blood and, like, set it right up here.
That would be hilarious, but you do know who would be the next person.
Yeah.
And, let's face it, she's been through it.
Now, yeah.
If Camp Vampire was the next person, that would be... Anyway, I'm just going to come to... And yes, Sinone. I'm totally going to be walking out of this window.
Okay, let's see. What skills do you have that might be appropriate for this?
Climbing.
Well, yes, but I was also thinking telekinesis self.
That too.
Which is 1 point higher, and I'm not trying to fly, I'm just trying to fall with style. I may
you
fall
both,
with style by
let's
three.
Let's see. You fall with great style.
I
and took
to step
so your
out
mind
the
is
window.
Fairly shield.
I step out the window, and it's like I was on the first floor all along.
Mm-hmm.
I stand on the ground,
does not actually have climbing skill or telekinesis self. They are going to set down the bucket of blood and stick their head out the window and look unimpressed.
Yeah, someone has to lower the bucket of blood and the head in a jar down to the ground.
Oh, no, I still have the head in a jar.
So,
I have never put it down. You made me carry it. I'm carrying.
I know you have a head, but are you going to give me a hand?
Sure. One moment.
Okay, that's my joke of the night.
Let me see if I can do it.
I said, okay, that's my joke of the night.
We all know you're going to have more.
I already have had more than one.
So apparently, yes, I can do telekinesis other to slowly take the bucket of blood and have it come down. Is the lizard still out here, or are they still inside being lectured by the droid?
I am not giving you the bucket of blood. I need to go down.
Okay, well, then I'm using telekinesis other to bring you down. That's fine. Oh, no. Apparently, the Nexu fish has eaten 4 of Santa's L's. The hats are all that remain.
Nom, nom, nom,
be
nom,
clear?
Nom, nom, nom.
To be clear, I left the bucket of blood on the chair.
For later. It's just having a timeout.
For later, yes.
It will think about what it's done.
You people are sneaking out. I'm going to cut back to activate.
I'm back on the map.
All you people. I'm taking you people off the map again. There you are.
I just Kool-Aid manned through multiple walls.
I thought I was out, but they pulled me back in.
To put people
I
where they should
say,
be.
I'm not really here, which is the total opposite of the GIF that Ellie has posted.
Okay. So, the enemy is being stealthy. Made by 6 this time. Very good. And Tuxa, I'm going to cut back to your very fascinating dinner party with a somewhat terse, grumpy Chiss, the talkative lieutenant, the talkative Damas. There's Iana, who is being, well, flirty, mostly at Murgat. And then there's Rapsa, who is just eating extremely quietly beyond you down at the near the foot of the table, the end of the table, the tail of the table. There's the head of the table, and it's,
No, I've got the
Murgat,
head.
Of course, is at the head of the table. You've got a head. There are many heads here.
I'll form the head.
Possibly one extra, considering. Is possible and there's one extra. Yes?
And the professor said, that's not a ritual object, that's my lunch.
You gain a smattering of polite laughter, except for Damas, who is groaning and going, yes, yes, that's exactly how it is, yes.
No
you
one reaches for a fish.
You might get the in the reclamation service. There aren't any fish available.
No, we got one out here.
Is there anything Is there anything that you're particularly trying to do, Antuxa, besides keep everyone's attention?
Keep everyone's attention.
Okay, give me an appropriate roll. Savoir faire would be a fine one.
I'm very good at this.
You made it by 6. You're extremely good at it. Everyone thinks that you're absolutely the life of the party, so to speak. Yana says, oh, it's such a shame you weren't visiting earlier. This would have livened up our lives so much. And you're getting even a vaguely favorable expression from the Chiss woman, who does appear to have something of a temper, although she is unfailingly polite to Count Murgat.
Can we just take a moment to appreciate that? Ellie did say that she was very good at this, but made the roll by 6.
Mm-hmm.
Just worth pointing out, made it by 6.
Oh. I have, by the way, taken my gloves off and stowed them in my pocket.
Okay.
The gloves are off.
Are you
the gloves are
psychometering
off.
Anything? Oh, no. The food is quite good. It's so good.
It's just
you're inhaling
impolite
it
to wear gloves at the table.
There is that. The food is good. You are finally getting to eat.
Maintaining my mind shielding?
Uh-huh.
I am not resisting my fatal flaw.
It's not fatal, it's tasty. You've been doing all this stuff. You deserve to have some food.
You've
been running around. You've been dealing with people, climbing into terrifying abysses that are not entirely in the real world, and dealing with whatever this Count Murgat person is. You've been dealing with Iana, okay? She seems to be thinking that you might be a problem. You know, she's jealous. Murgat is paying more attention to you than her some of the time. This is terrible. You rolled a perception. What are you intending to perceive?
I am pinging my danger sense.
You have a sense of danger that is creeping closer and closer.
Is it, like, in the room dangerous?
No. I mean, Murgat is dangerous, but this rise danger is elsewhere.
I'm trying to accept Murgat from the danger sense. I know he's dangerous.
It does not appear to be in the room. It doesn't. You're not getting the oh no poison, but you are definitely getting the creeping creeps.
Well, what was in this? There's a taste I cannot identify.
We'd have to
ask. Is it local?
Murgat shrugs. Iana says, "Oh yes, the cook has all kinds of spices. He just, I think he collected them when he was wandering around with, well, the former." Master of the manor.
Fascinating.
Oh, that's going to be so much fun. Okay.
I don't actually know. Hmm? I was going to suggest something, but now is not the right time for it.
Okay. I'm going to briefly make a complaint at myself because apparently I did not save a bit of information I wanted to save. Oh, well, I'll cope. Okay.
Magic.
Cut back to
Smash
cut to the front yard, where two apprentices have just exited the building. There's a critter over there. Rand, you want to make a stealth roll?
No, but I will.
In fact, you will make it by 4.
I walk the thing the gate like on
the Nexu fish that's on the porch angrily chomps away at whatever the heck is in its mouth and occasionally tries to scrape its little clawed fins up against the doors, which apparently it did in fact get chewed out by the droid.
I should
Is specify. The Nexu fish large and gray?
It's sort of a greenish, horrible gray, and it is certainly large.
Is it chin-shaped?
No, but you it's currently very chin-like in spirit. If it could rear itself up on its hind legs and go scratch, 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 scratch against the door, it probably would. It might even meow.
For the context of the listeners, Jin is my sibling's cat.
Who hates closed doors.
My cat also hates
you two are out
doors.
Here.
And for the record, when I say I walk to the gate like I own the place, I would be very embarrassed if I owned this place. I would not want people to know I owned it. I would probably not want to be seen anywhere near it. So I am being very stealthy.
I see Nexu fish appearing.
Watch the gate. You see the Jin gleam of other...
They're here for caroling.
You see the... Or something.
Silent night. Holy night.
You broke Crash.
Inspiration.
Our cabber bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw food our way.
Yeah.
Inspiration.
Yes! I didn't press that.
I provided a valuable service. You have. Also, Nexu fish. Not all of these appear to be chewing on something. They do not have labels hung around their necks. They are muddy, a lot of them, and moist, and...
And this one is wet.
Their eyes gleam.
This one is wet. And were these all bred in a swamp?
Uh-huh.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Do you think they're cannibalistic?
Do you have a suggestion that allows us to find out?
look. That's maybe too many Nexu fish to fight them. But,
yes.
Lightsaber ignition sound.
We have an advantage that Nexu fish don't. That is not the advantage. Put the lightsaber away.
Well, it probably counts as an advantage.
We could throw fish at them. Slash fish. Just say a bunch of puns until.
I was kind of thinking we could throw Nexu fish at them.
Okay. How do you propose that we throw a Nexu fish at a Nexu fish?
Sinone,
you're the one with telekinesis.
Lifts their hand and wiggles their fingers, and I mean, they're all lined up.
Bowling for Nexu fish. Well, I mean, it's not a trebuchet, but I suppose it'll do. I figure
if we work together.
Right. The one over there with the scar over its left eyebrow, do you see what one I'm talking about?
Are you just making more and more Nexu fish appear on the map?
Yeah.
You know you can copy paste.
Drag and drop is more fun.
Okay. I'm just saying, we could actually have them be set up for a line dance. It's okay.
Oh, no.
Most of them are technically off the map.
Other by four. Hmm?
And I made it by three.
For the benefit of the viewers, there are currently, by my count, 42 Nexu fish. Not counting the one. At the door.
All right, so we've picked the Nexu fish that we are both grabbing.
Okay.
And attempting to get a strike. Or at least a 7-10 split.
You're throwing one of them into a pile of all the others.
I prefer to think we are throwing one of them through a whole bunch of...
If only you could turn invisible. That would make this so much easier.
Shush, darling.
I mean,
you're not
I did make
here.
Stealth by six, but that apparently did not get us out.
Case oh, we where both were very stealthy. They're sort of moving around in a great big mass, and they've discovered that there's a door, and you could you're stealthing up kind of close, but they're starting to think about coming in, and there's a lot of them, and
yeah,
think about wading through the kitchen when all the cats are there.
Yeah, except it's Nexu fish.
Except it's Nexu fish.
It's Nexu fish all the way down.
They're pretty much.
So imagine this GIF, only it's a line of children and a Nexu.
I'm very concerned about that.
I'm concerned that
the
small child driving that cart seems to have no remorse.
It's a small child. What do you expect? That appears
Fair.
That you're going... Okay, you made your telekinesis, all right, by four and by three. You've certainly got the thing lifted. I'm going to ask for someone, possibly both of you, to do a, like, on three yeet for another couple of rolls. We're going to do a lift and we're going to do a yeet, if that's all right. Does that sound about right?
Right. On three.
Lift and separate.
Don't you dare. on three, and I mean literally like 3, 2, 1, on one, we actually do the thing. Not 3, 2, 1, and then do the thing.
Okay.
That's should
keep it up before. 3, 2, 3.
1, 2, 5.
Spend the fatigue.
I don't know how to do. I thought I was just always fatigued. I'm a teacher.
Yeah, well.
You taught below you into subtract the, two fatigue
below
points.
Into the right of your, below into the right of your portrait, there's hit points. To the right of that is fatigue.
Ah.
There's a minus button next to the fatigue number.
I click it once?
Click it twice.
Once, twice, three times fatigued. Well,
just
no,
twice.
Three times, just twice.
And that will give you a, that'll give you a success by zero. Okay.
Force power is it's two fatigue for one difficulty.
We complete the maneuver taught to us by Darth named after them.
One and a two and a heave ho. Okay, you throw it in. Let's see, that's probably going to be a bit. And call it that because you're doing your throws. They bite. It falls in amidst its bunch. It shoves some of them around. They sort of tumble a bit, and then they start snapping and trying to right each other, and they are not actually having a all-out brawl. They snap at each other, they hiss, they roll around, and they pick themselves up and start crawling towards the entrance of the gate again. You have shoved them away from the gate a little.
You don't have Antuxa with you.
To make pithy comments?
No, this GIF I just posted.
With fire. Yes, well.
That's what you need Rotini for.
Yeah.
Now, technically, we used a force ability from a distance after making our stealth checks, so they don't really see us yet.
Not really. They don't seem to be coming and attacking you. They apparently have absolutely terrible perception. They have terrible perception.
All right.
But they... Well, something fell among them, and oh, it's one of us. Hiss, hiss, snap, snap.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't
think maybe, you know, snap, hiss, pop.
I don't think I could use my professional skill in logistics bureaucracy to bore them to death. So I'm going to try it again.
And do another pick them up, try and mow them down again?
Yes, with the same one.
Does anything around here look sharp?
There's a bunch of branches in the tree.
Is the gate sharp? Is it one of those spiky gates?
Moderately.
And it's already not
I'm
attached
to anything.
I'm going
to ignore the fact that I made my self-control roll and try to yank one of them down onto the sharp gate. And
eat
I am going to spend two fatigue before I do that.
Okay.
I have a suspicion you didn't need to.
I, once again, do not see...
Yeah, but I saw the 114 on my screen. Hello?
Hello.
Okay, just a second. I was checking something. Made by 9. Yes, you are boosting
Sinone.
It.
Sinone is fed up with these things. Sinone is fed up with this place. And this everyone who lives there, whether they want to live there or not. And Sinone is fed up with playing stupid alien for the Imperials, and Sinone wants to try to bring one of these things' necks down on that spike.
Picking it up and basically dropping it?
Not dropping it. Yanking it down onto the sharp.
That is going to be sort of the equivalent of falling damage plus dragging damage, isn't it? Okay, with made by 9...
Plus impaling damage, I think.
Yeah, that's impaling damage. Let me double check how the... That doubles it, doesn't it? That's basically going to be like
a... Something like that?
Let me double check what impaling damage does, because it's a fair amount.
My campaigns is across the room.
My campaigns is right here. Damage from thrown objects, blah, blah, blah. Impaling... Impaling! Times 2. Yep.
Yep. That's okay. I thought that sounded right. I just wanted to make sure.
I thought it sounded right too, and I want to make sure because I'm being distracted by the cat. That means that I don't trust myself. Let's see. And the amount of damage done by that thing is probably treat it like a spear, presumably. Why did I not have that particular one open? Call it 1d6. No, let's see. Let me get the thing open recent. I don't remember what it is, and I feel stupid right now. She treat this equipment. Weapons.
I would assume it would be like a spear or something.
Yeah, I'm thinking a spear would be a very good one. And yeah, that would give thrust spear. Damage, which is
thrust
tricky.
Plus two.
Okay.
Oh, I would even give Sinoni the benefit of two hands, which would give it thrust plus three.
Okay, let's go with that one then. Which means we need Sinoni's thrust damage.
I don't know
damage.
What Sinoni's thrust is, but...
It's right here. It's 1d minus 2 basic thrust.
So 1d plus 1.
1d plus 1 and times 2.
All right.
Okay, I was looking for fence gifs, and this is not the kind I was looking for, but I must share it.
Sure is a... Was trying for the roof and did not make it to the roof, but made it past the fence, so that's good enough.
Yes.
Okay.
It just wasn't expecting that particular arc.
You
this
bring
is how playing Sonic games feels.
You drag one up and then you slam it down onto. You slam its soft underbelly or its throat down onto the thing and. Doing a badly rolled 2 points of damage, doubled because impaling into 4.
I passed my inspiration to Sinoni.
Oh, if I haven't figured out how inspiration is supposed to work for that. What, to re-roll one of those? Okay, sure. Roll another die of inspiration. Do another d6. All right. It's fun. Why not?
So that would be 6 with 1d plus 1, and that would be 12 is impaling.
You have a Nexu fish stabbed down onto the top of the remaining gate part that wasn't swinging, and it is thrashing and bleeding out and whipping its tail around and making surprisingly little noise, just sort of noises. And let's just make a little roll here for my own amusement. Some of the others, in fact, most of the others are in fact crowding around the gate and starting to make experimental nips at their bleeding fellow.
All right, Rand. How do you feel about climbing over another wall?
Well, I'm not descending into a hole full of nope, so fairly positive about the...
And that's where we're going to end it. No.
My climbing is slightly worse than descending into a hole filled with nope. I do not make this look easy. I make it look like I can do it.
It's not a tall wall. They can't actually rear up very well. It's only about waist high. You can hop up and walk along the wall if you want. That's a lot of Nexu fish, though. You know your that's a lot of fire gif? This is a lot of Nexu fish.
I was thinking about modifying that, but I couldn't find it.
Oh, that's sad. So what is your little plan?
I have no idea. I assumed Ran had one.
I've been making this up as we go.
Oh, good job. Want to keep making it up?
Well, it's worked so far. Look, and Tuxo gave us the opportunity to get out of it and, you know, do our inventory and maybe keep some of these things at least on the ship away from whatever should probably at least get the four coming back. Don't want to surround it.
Smash cut, too.
Two, and Tuxo in fine dining.
Surrounded by Nexu fish?
Metaphorically,
I'm assuming in fine dining.
Surrounded by people.
Oh, that's far worse.
This is possibly.
And Tuxa, at some point, will have asked if there was music that could be played. And player is hoping that the music will have kicked in before now.
There was a certain amount of slightly embarrassed looking around from some of the people. Count Murgad looks sort of blank even about if there's music, and Raps has stood up and said, yes, but I'm afraid it's from a button, not from actual people.
Oh, no, of course.
He moved over to the wall and pushed aside a picture and pressed absolutely modern-looking buttons that produce some nice classical music. Not so loud as to overpower people's conversation, but, you know, the sort of thing that people would play, etc.
Then, as soon as dinner is over, Antuxa will ask Iana if she wants to dance, having put her gloves back on the instant the food was taken away.
Activate this one. Iana is startled because she's been being mildly catty about Antuxa here and there due to the...
The jealousy thing.
Yeah, the jealousy thing.
Yes, I understand.
But after a glance at the Count, who is sitting around and being something, smug perhaps, says, why, yes, of course, I'd love to. Finally, someone appreciates me. Put on a waltz, would you? Perhaps it's like, sigh, yes, fine, he'll put on a waltz.
Antuxa knows how to waltz. I don't think there's any question of that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, technically, there's dancing for doing lots of fancy dancing, but honestly, I think Savoir Faire probably covers at least adequate dancing.
Yeah.
I figure it's something. You're not going to be winning dance competitions, but you can be quite competent. But do give me a roll just in case you fall on your face.
Please don't fall on my face.
Made by four. Yeah, you can do that. It's competent. You're definitely getting a sense of creeping dread, though.
I always
and it's creeping closer.
Can I tell what direction it's coming from?
Below you?
Oh, fantastic. When we are waltzing, I will speak only to Iana. Quietly enough that only she can hear. Iana, darling, you have nothing to worry about regarding the Count. I understand your worry. I have been its focus many times, but believe me, the fluids involved? No, thank you.
She giggles. Well, I'm sure that that's very sweet of you to say, darling, but sometimes one just has to be aware of the competition.
Of course. I assure you.
The Count is, after all, quite impressive.
He is, but I am not in the running. How did you meet the Count, anyway?
Oh, why, Darth Simont brought him. As a guest.
Really? When was that?
Oh, some months ago, really.
Were you here when that happened?
Us. Most of us were.
I didn't hear the first half of that.
Yes, I was. Most of us were.
Indeed. Is there anyone else here, aside from me, of course, and my companions, who wasn't here?
Not that I know of. I mean, there were some others, but they've, sadly, the number of our guests, the guests here have perished strangely.
I'm so sorry to ask these questions during such a fine dance. You know us in logistics. The job never ends.
Oh, I'm sure that for logistics, this must be merely social chit-chat.
Oh, no, this is delightful. The best time I've had in months. Excellent. Especially this dance.
Well, thank you.
I haven't had so fine a partner in, well, since I was apprenticed.
Oh. You are very sweet to say so. Flirt, flirt, flirt. She bats her eyes.
I smile obliging. I do have one more question. We were informed that the Chiss woman, O'Neill, might have a companion, a sibling, perhaps.
Oh, no. Definitely not. She probably ate them all or something.
Ah.
When they were young.
You know Chiss.
They're very, well, I suppose exotic is what you say when you're being polite.
Of course. And I do appreciate your candor. I will let the waltz come to an end.
Huh? Okay.
Iana, my darling, I won't take up any more of your time, but again, rest assured, I am no competition. There is no... You may rest assured...
I hear nothing at the moment.
You may rest assured that if Count Murgad wants my company, he will be, as they say, barking up the wrong tree. Not that for me, there is particularly a correct tree.
Well, you do know how some people just have a presence. You have to worry that anyone's mind might change.
Of course. Of course.
So you will understand that I'm not going to be complacent.
I would not expect you.
Excellent. She turns off to go, oh, Count, perhaps we could dance too. Just for grins, I'm going to make a... He is declining someone regretfully.
Someone didn't make his will as much
not
as someone
much.
Else made her sex appeal.
He is declining regretfully, but she is persisting, and it seems like perhaps, in fact, she can get the Count to dance with her. With a great deal of heavy breathing and adjusting of her neckline. After all, it's a bit hot after all the dancing, but it was so much fun. She really wants to try some more. Oh no, you failed to fast talk. What were you...
Can I spend fatigue to make that a success?
Tricky, but you'll have to... Let me double check your character sheet here.
Oh, I know what I can do.
Mind tricks, yes. Using your mind tricks and a bit of fatigue that you are not actually doing a full mind trick, you are merely boosting your fast talk.
Yes.
Go for the two fatigue and you have boosted it with your mind trick ability.
Okay.
What are you trying to be persuasive about?
Sorry.
No, my dear Count Murtaugh. Like surely you're a... Surely you're a better dancer than I am. And Iana deserves a proper dance tonight. Don't you think?
He lifts an eyebrow dubiously at you, but he kind of wanted to be convinced, apparently. Yes, he and Iana can certainly do some dancing in that corner of the room there, perhaps.
Like I said, I'm very good at what I do. And we can cut back to the rest of the party. Actually, we can take a break, can't we?
It'd be a good idea. Let's take a break, and it's getting late, but so we'll take a break and assess if we're ready to continue on or not.
All right.
Reasonable? Okay.
Sounds like a plan. I'm going to pause it. And we're back. We were gone for 3 days, but you'll never know because this is all edited in post.
But people are a bit tired after that 3-day trek, so we're going to wrap things up. That this is Beth, who is GMing, and there's Ellie and Io and Crash who joined me. Thank you for playing. Thank everyone here who might be listening for listening. And are there things people want to plug?
Well, Io's mom writes books.
Somewhere.
That's you.
Oh, right. Elizabeth-McCoy.com. And you can look at the books there, and you can ask your local library to see if they can get those as ebooks, and they're really cheap for libraries on Overdrive. So, you know, it's sort of a win-win situation. And speaking of
websites.
Well, aaronbsmith.com/cogwheel is where you can download all of these podcasts. So GURPS Wars, of course, but also there's more than one D&D podcast. There's some one-shots where, you know, things like Lasers and Failings, various other small games, some totally real adult humans that definitely aren't a squirrel, a raven, and an octopus in a trench coat. And a cipher system game as well. But you can get all those there for free. And if you like them, why not share them with others? Because cool stuff should be shared. And if you think it's cool, share it. And if you think it's really cool and you want to help us continue to break even because server costs are a thing, you can join our Patreon. Patreon.com/CogwheelGaming. Help us keep the lights on along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shanshan, Walter, and Patron Emeritus Cindy.
And until next time, this is Beth saying,
you know, I'm really getting creeped out down here. There's something really bad coming, and I'm really creeped out. And I hope somebody comes back for me soon. This is really creepy. I wish I'd never come. Good night, everyone.
And a good time was had by all.
Yes.
And that next two fish is chomping and should have brought the bucket of blood.
I just bought another bucket. Good night.